Several species of salmon that once were targeted by fishermen have been placed on the U.S. Endangered Species List. Conservationists say the designations are a sign that the world's commercial fishing fleets are having devastating impacts on the ocean environment. Fishing fleets used to be incapable of catching every last member of a particular species of fish, but new technology improvements appear to be changing that. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
A 20-foot sawfish is a strange-looking creature.
Imagine that you take a shark and you flatten it, and then at the nose end, you enlarge that nose about 4, 5, 6 feet and put teeth on the side of the rostrum or the snout. The snout is prolonged into a flat blade with teeth on the side.
Jose Castro of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He's an expert on sawfish, which used to be found in coastal waters all the way from Texas to New York. Once, he says, this was a prize trophy fish.
At one time, there are accounts of one fisherman in the Indian River in the 1800s catching 300 sawfish in one season.
Other fishermen caught sawfish in their nets accidentally. Most of those fish died. Gradually, the range of the sawfish began to shrink until it was found only near Florida. Soon, this fish may be added to the Federal Endangered Species List. Right now, there aren't very many commercially valuable fish on the Endangered Species List, but Castro says he fears that that will change soon.
What we're doing now with marine fish is what we did with, land animals or whales or something like that at the turn of the century. You know, we pursue them so hard that some of them became extinct or some of them became, the numbers became very, very much reduced.
According to a new report from the American Fisheries Society, more than 50 species of marine fish are now being driven towards extinction by the country's fishermen. Jack Musick, the author of the report, says some of these fish are obscure, but most are not.
Yeah, it's the large obvious things, like the Goliath grouper, which used to be called Jewfish, and the Nassau grouper, which were big, obvious food fishes.
Musick says several different kinds of shark are at great risk, also several different kinds of rockfish, also, possibly, the blue marlin. He says technological improvements have made it possible for fishing boats to catch almost anything, almost anywhere. Long-lived species of fish and species that congregate to reproduce are said to be at special risk. So is the notion that fishermen will leave small populations alone.
This idea that fisheries will become economically extinct before the fishes they catch become biologically extinct is a fallacy.
Environmental groups that follow fishing are alarmed by this new report. They think it proves the need for stiffer fishing regulations. They also want the federal government to establish more no-take zones in the country's coastal waters, where fishing of all kinds will be banned.
And in other words, spawning stocks inside the marine protected area might be able to produce enough eggs and larvae to support fisheries outside of the marine protected zone.
These proposals have got some support in Congress, which is now attempting to reauthorize the country's main fishing law. But they don't seem to have a lot of support in the fishing community. Justin LeClaire, a spokesman for the National Fisheries Institute, says he knows why.
The problem with this clamor for marine protected areas generally is that it's just that, it's very general. You hear people saying, we should set aside 20% of our oceans as no-take zones. And you say, well, why 20%? And the answer you usually get is, well, it's more than 15, and 25 seemed like too much. I mean, there's literally no scientific justification for that.
LeClaire says he also has some problems with the idea that fishermen are even capable of driving their prey to the brink of actual extinction. He says most of the species on Jack Musick's list face a wide variety of problems, including habitat degradation and coastal pollution. He also says there's mounting evidence that some of the most overfished species are actually bouncing back right now.
I think the New England groundfish complex is an example of a whole host of species that are beginning to see recovery. New England cod and haddock are increasing. Yellowtail flounder, Dover sole, and some of the other flatfish species up there are starting to show dramatic rebound from serious overfishing pressure in the past.
Musick says that kind of logic helped create the problem in the first place. That and the idea that it's simply not possible to catch every last member of a species of fish that might be living in scattered bunches around the country or the world.
People look at an animal like that and they say, well, gee, it's impossible to cause that species to go extinct. But in effect, they're nickel-dimed to death, where one population gets wiped out and then another population gets wiped out, and before you know it, you know, you've lost the species.
A House subcommittee began considering proposals to amend the country's main fishing law yesterday. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.